Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Richard Falkenrath with us is our guest host this hour, of course, with the Chertoff Group. And our Michael McKee, our chief economic correspondent, on stunning headlines this morning out of China. Michael, I go back to your reporting on Gorbachev and Reagan. It has that reach back to a change of policy in China.
Well, it is a major change of policy from China. What they're doing is fleshing out the details from the third plenum. We talked earlier in the week about the headlines from there. And one of the things we were reporting at the time is they were expected to change the one-child policy. It's been in place for quite some time now, and it's starting to cause problems. China's population expected to peak in about 2030 and then start declining. And if that happens, you lose one of the ingredients that goes into the ability to raise GDP, to raise productivity and living standards. So it's a little bit complicated, but basically the one-child policy says that you can only have one child if you and your spouse had any siblings or if one of you was an only child. Now, if both of you were only children, now you can only you can have two children if both of you, if just one person was an only child.
They want to make sure that there are enough kids.
You can have more kids. It's a problem
older.
For the economy. It's also a problem for, and maybe Richard can address this as well, for social unrest, because what you're raising. People value boys more than girls. You're raising a generation of Chinese men who may not be able to find spouses. That leads to civil unrest.
That's changing a little bit now because the daughters do take care of their parents. Jack Lew, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, is in Beijing. He actually met with Xi Jinping, and he said that he learned a lot about Chinese reforms in his meeting with Xi.
This is just incredible headlines to me. Richard Falkenrath, translate this headline for me. It's a clear headline. China to abolish re-education through labor. I believe that's a holdover from Mao.
It is.
From the Cultural Revolution.
It is.
It's stunning.
It's a way that they've dealt with political dissidents.
That's called putting people in jail, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
In a gulag.
And in camps. I mean, they've been a enormous, what we would call correctional system. That's our term in the U.S. as well. What this is a sign of is that the new Chinese president, Xi Jinping, appreciates the seriousness of their internal problems, and he's moving more quickly than many China watchers expected. Typically, a new president, a new premier, when they came into power in China, would take a little bit longer, would take a year or two to build consensus before doing things. He's acting more quickly.
But at the same time, we do learn from Bloomberg News that the document says the party plans to implement the reforms by 2020. So there is still some time before this.
Well, and they still have a five-year plan. I mean, they are a planned economy and planned society to a certain extent and in certain areas. We don't do that anymore. We can't even plan with a defense budget for 3 months.
Talking about implementation, though, Mike, what are the problems in actually getting all of this done when we're getting the details?
Well, you got to remember that it's not the government that runs the country. It is the Communist Party, and each cell in the Communist Party, as you go up the ladder from the localities to the Politburo, has its own priorities, and so it's not as easy to command and control from the top to the very bottom. And the Chinese have had a real problem with cities and towns kind of going their own way, because the way you get promoted is
right.
To make yourself look good there, not through elections.
The overhanging this, and Richard, you're so good at this, is the Chinese military and their new projection. How much do we know about China's military when we see this headlines, or is it as mysterious, Mike, as economic growth in China?
They have a comprehensive military modernization program, but they were starting at sort of museum relic level. So what they're doing now and in the last decade is really very significant investment, high tech, but they do not have the capacity to project power very far beyond their shores, as we saw in the Philippines, where they're not present. They're not helping.
But critically, and very quickly here, and we'll come back to this, guys like you guessed wrong on the Soviet sophistication in 1989. We thought they were a lot fancier than they were, right?
Yes, and the larger problem, we didn't think that the internal problems and contradictions, as they said, were as severe. They did have a lot of military capability. Some of it still operates, and a lot of it was nuclear weapons pointed directly at the heartland, which we took pretty seriously. But the key question was, how are they doing as a society, and are they holding together?
And where's China in that? They're holding together?
Yes, but they have risk.
Richard Falkenrath with us.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.